How's it going, LFU? Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, it's Derby away, it's FA Cup time, yay! The competition that we never seem to do that well in. But anyway, it's happening today. Derby away. Let's get excited for it. But first, let's talk about that game on Wednesday night, which was Newcastle away. Now, if you're a neutral listening to this, what a game. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it because I tell you what, I certainly didn't. My head was well and truly gone. Honest to God, my head hasn't been burning after a game like that. I didn't even watch the game because I was at work. I couldn't. So I was refreshing Twitter. I was refreshing live score, watching the goals go in. And in the 100th minute, the latest Premier League goal on record, when that goal went in, honest to God, I felt like walking out my job and just giving up there and then. And there's only two times in Premier League history as well where the team has gone in front three times and lost the game. And both times, it was Leeds United. God. And on another note, I hate Harvey Barnes as well. Honestly, my head is still lost over the fact that Harvey Barnes scores against us twice. That man always does. But anyway, let's just chill out. I mean, we're probably not going to chill out because we're about to hear my post-match clip, which probably isn't any more positive.
Newcastle 4, Leeds United 3. I mean, there it is. The unbeaten run inevitably comes to an end. I didn't manage to watch the game, so I can't really have too much of an opinion on what happened, but just from what I heard, it just sounded like every cross that came into the box, we just could not defend. Their goals as well just weren't nothing of real high quality, and I think that was, you know, what kind of makes that result even worse is that they didn't really score any top quality goals. Look at the Harvey Barnes goals, for example. They weren't good. Also, I absolutely hate Harvey Barnes. Penalty as well. Comparing to what we scored, we actually scored some decent goals, you know, played some all right stuff. Got a bit lucky, of course, but that's what you need. You just can't go to a game, score three goals and get nothing from it. It's just so disappointing. The run comes to an end. There are places we need to upgrade, but it's not panic mode just yet. We're still 8 points clear. Just hopefully it doesn't get any worse. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, I think that kind of seems to be the feeling. It was just a bit more of disappointment and also a bit of disbelief as well on how on earth has this happened? How have we gone from leading this game three times to then conceding a goal in the 100th minute? I think it was later than the 100th minute, actually. But it was a crazy game. So crazy. Positives, scoring goals. Brendan Aaronson was on fire once again. Two brilliant finishes. Two top quality finishes from Brendan Aaronson. So, so good. A good penalty from Calvert-Lewin as well. We can score goals. We can get forward. We can attack. However, negatives. The defending. What was going on for the Newcastle goals? Our defending was absolutely dreadful. We need to sort this out because this is the past two games now. Well, Newcastle and Scum game where we've scored and then a matter of minutes later, we concede straight away. It's like we get too excited. It's like Sunday League level stuff. Like back when you were like 16, you'd score a goal and you'd still be buzzing. But next thing you know, the other team's up the other end putting it into the back of your net. It's just so childlike. Like the football is, the defending just isn't good. And we really need to sort that out. We need to be more solid because it was like I said, we've gone to St. James's Park, we've scored three goals, and we've came away with 0 points. Now, we probably shouldn't have came away with 0 points, a draw minimum, but it's just frustrating. It's so frustrating. The style it happened in the 100th minute, 4-3, and Harvey Barnes getting that winner as well, it's just so goddamn annoying. But anyway, it's in the past now. Let's get on to the Merv Awards. Right, it's Merv Awards time. This is where we rate every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game out of 10. And now, like I said earlier, I wasn't able to watch the game. I only managed to catch the highlights and the clips of the goals. So, Dad, it from the abyss, from the void, has come in clutch and given me the Merv Award rankings for this week. And boy, oh boy, they look bad. So, let's crack on with it. Perry, he's given him a 4, and I think that's pretty reasonable. Perry was at fault, I'd guess, for that Harvey Barnes goal. Don't get me wrong, the defending in front of him was not good whatsoever, but he should be saving that. He gets a hand on it, for goodness sake. How many times are we going to see this with Perry? And when does it get to the point of, do we drop Perry? Does Carl Darlow come in place for him? Because he can't keep playing like this, because Perry's distribution's not good. His shot stopping isn't amazing. His positioning a lot of the time ain't great. When does it become, you know, when does it get to the end of the line for him? Well, I mean, probably quite soon, I'd assume, if Carl Darlow, because he's starting, bit of a spoiler, starting today against Derby, you know, if he plays well, we maybe could see Perry get dropped. But it's been a bad run of games for Perry. Dad's giving him a 4. Goodmanson, wow. Usually I rate Goodmanson quite highly, but according to Dad, he's given him a 2. So probably not a good game at all, but the whole entire back line hasn't got good scores. Rodon, given a 4. Strike, a 3. Biol, a 5. Justin, 5. I mean, it's fair enough. The back line conceded 4 goals, and from what I saw, we looked absolutely horrendous. He's given Stack a 4, Gruev a 5, Ampadu a 4. Guess the midfield must have just been ripped up then. And then the attack, because we scored goals. We scored plenty of goals. DCL, he's given a 6, and Aronson given a 7. 2 great finishes. What a couple of games Brendan Aronson is having, by the way. What a player he's turning into, and I hate saying that because, lad, a year ago would not have been up for saying that whatsoever. Even lad at the start of the season, never mind a year ago. And then on to the subs. Nonto is given a 4. Bornau a 3. Tanaka a 5. Okafor a 5. And Nemecha a 4. So pretty low ratings all round, unless you were DCL or Aronson. Not a good game whatsoever. You know, a loss, it's against Newcastle. It's a difficult side, but it's just more of the fashion that it happened. Because did I go into the game thinking we were going to win? No. But after watching the game, after seeing how we did, you know, we had to have come away with something. It's frustrating to get a loss. But anyway, let's talk about today's game. That's all in the past now. All that negativity from Newcastle away, dump it. It's FA Cup time. It's Derby away today. So let's jump into the Fart press conference. What do we know? Bogle may be available. He could be back, but again, it kind of sounded like he wasn't going to be in the team. So take that with a pinch of salt. Byram has a back problem. I mean, Byram's just absolutely disappeared off the face of the earth. No problem with Rodon. He was just tired. That's why he got subbed off against Newcastle. And Longstaff may be involved for a couple of minutes in the game. So nothing too serious on the injury front. It's good to know that Bogle is getting back. So hopefully for next week's game in the Premier League, Bogle is going to be there and ready for it. But yes, they're the injuries. He won't be stupid and risk players, so we won't see any Jesse Marsh bringing on Rodrigo against Accrington Stanley when we're winning 3-0 and getting a broken leg. So we're not going to see any of that, which is a good sign because realistically, and I hate saying this because I really do wish I cared about doing well in the FA Cup. Like, I really do. It's a prestigious title in England. Well, the UK, actually. Well, no, in fact, just England. Yeah, it's a pretty prestigious title in England. I just don't care that much about a cup run. If we were to go lose to Derby today, I wouldn't be too bothered. I'll just, you know, put out the reserves. Just sit. If they win, they win. That's a bonus. Like, I only think, this is the way I manage it. Say if I'm playing FIFA, I only start caring about the FA Cup until we get to, like, the final, like, 32 or the final 16. That's when I kind of go, oh, maybe we should start playing our first team players in there. But apart from that, I just don't care about it. So don't risk players. I agree with that 100%. And as well as that, a bit of a to the side of it. He was very critical of Perry. Now, I've never really seen Daniel Fark call players out before, especially when Meslier was doing quite bad last season. He was quick to defend him, as well as Brendan Aaronson alongside that. But Perry, he was really going in on him, saying, you know, he should have done better. He's had poor performances. Even to the point where now, Carl Darlow is going to be starting today. And it's going to be interesting, like I was saying earlier, if Darlow has a cracking game against Derby today, could Perry get dropped? That'll be an interesting thing to see, because Perry hasn't been playing well. Darlow comes in, absolutely rips it up. Darlow could be our starting keeper. But that's going to be interesting to see. I'm glad Darlow's getting the start, because I think Perry just needs a rest. And also, if Darlow does well, we can start him over Perry, because Perry hasn't been great. But there we go. That's what we know from the Fark presser. Let's jump into the starting 11. So, formation-wise, I've changed it to a 4-3-3. I think we're going to go for that, because the formation we play usually, I mean, Wednesday's game absolutely discredits what I'm about to say. But the reason why I play that formation is for a bit of defensive stability. But we're playing against Derby, so I think we might go for more of this attacking look. So this is what I think he'll go for. Darlow in goal, and then Justin Bornout. No, this is what I'd go for, sorry. Darlow in goal, Justin Bornout, Rodon, Bogle. But if Bogle is injured, play Goodmanson and put Justin at right back instead. And then midfield three, Ampadu, Tanaka and Gruev. Ampadu getting some games again after he missed the scum game. Tanaka, I think he's really due a start. I think he should get into that midfield probably. And Gruev, because he's essentially one of our backups. He has been playing recently, but throw him in there. It's a low-risk player to have in. And then the front three, I've gone with Harrison, Pirro and Nonto. So a fresh new front three. We could see Okafor in there as well instead of Harrison, because Okafor hasn't been getting a run of games, but I'd probably more see that as a half-time substitution to bring him on, as well as Longstaff. I think we'll see Longstaff come on maybe into the second half as well. But Pirro, let's see what he's like in front of goal. We're playing Derby, so maybe he can get his confidence up and bag a goal. Nonto, think he needs some games, because I really rate Nonto as a player, and we just haven't seen that much of him. And Harrison, just because it's a reserve player, again, it's one of those low-risk players, which I think, you know, we can go out there and risk, you know, getting injured. I mean, I don't want to say Harrison get injured. Just, I think, just go out and play him. But what I think it will be, what I think Daniel Fark will go for, Darlow in goal, then Goodmanson, Bornout, Rodon, Justin, so my alternative back four. Then a midfield, Ampadu, Tanaka and Gruev. I think he'll go for the same what I'm doing. And then a front three of Harrison, Nemecha and Nonto. Nemecha instead of Pirro, because I think Daniel Fark just likes Nemecha. You know, he's always the first striker to get subbed on. You know, Pirro rarely gets brought on ahead of him in games a lot of the time. So Nemecha will get that starting spot. And that's the, one of two differences. So there we go. That's the starting 11s. Let's crack on with the score predictions for Derby away. So, like I was saying earlier, I'm not too fussed about the FA Cup. It's one of those. If we lose, we get knocked out, that's fine. Focus on the league. I think that's what's most important at the minute. If we get through, we get through. I'm not entirely bothered. But we should be going to Derby and getting a result. I think it's important, it's sort of important that we get a result as well, because of, you know, the loss on Wednesday, especially in the style that we lost as well. You know, a 4-3 loss. Not good at all. That's probably going to knock the morale of the players, especially when you concede an 100th minute winner as well. So go get a result against Derby. Let's get that morale back up. I'm going for a 2-1 Leeds United win. Derby will make it difficult. In no means it's going to be a walkover. It's going to be a tough game away at Pride Park. So a 2-1 win for Leeds United. Let's just try and get a result just so we can get our confidence back up. Right, so there we go. That's enough of me rambling on about all the pre-match conversation. Now, let's hear what Dad thinks ahead of Derby away.
So, not going to lie, absolutely bloody fuming still about the Newcastle game. I don't think it was a brilliant game to watch at all still, even though everybody keeps telling me that. I know we've still got the points difference, but I am absolutely raging about the mismanagement of that game from player and coaches. I just bamboozles me how a problem can be so obvious for 90 minutes plus 10 and nothing be done about it from player and coach. I'm sorry, I'm just still really fuming. So, I mean, I want an absolute... The only way I can get this out my system is by seeing whatever team he decides to put out today. And by the way, I think it should be more or less the first team. I don't think there should be any resting going on. I think we need to get them back on a pitch to make up for what happened at Newcastle and maybe bring outside players in. I don't think there should be a squad rotation at all. I don't think Pirro should be starting, for example. I don't think Nonto should be starting. I think we get those lads back on that pitch, and all I want is a good old-fashioned thrashing of a lower league, poxy little club like Derby. So I'm going 4-0 Leeds, when in reality, I know we'll probably lose 1-0 in the 95th minute.
So a bit of fighting talk there from Dad, head of Derby away, calling them a little poxy club. I know, I dislike Derby as well, Dad. But there we go. He thinks we're going to get a 4-0 batter and put out the first team. Basically disagreed with everything I said. But I wouldn't mind seeing that, you know, whip the first team back into shape after their loss against Newcastle. Give them a good stern telling off by making them play a full 90 minutes in cold weather over in Derby. It's going to be an interesting game, that's for sure, because we know what Leeds United can be like in the FA Cup, where we just simply just don't bother and just go off into the distance and get knocked out. But we can also go through. So it's going to be a good game, hopefully. Just don't embarrass ourselves, Leeds, because we've had enough FA Cup's embarrassments before. Let's just get a decent result. So there we go, LFU. Make sure to follow us on socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. If you're off to the game today, I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. Going to have some fun in Derby. And make sure you do as well. FA Cup weekend, it's always a good one. If you're staying at home in your nice warm house and you're not going to be freezing outside, have a cracking time. Whatever you're doing, make sure you have fun. FA Cup weekend. Let's make it a good one, and let's hope we can get into the next round with zero injuries, a nice, clean game. Let's do it. Come on, Leeds!